Have you put your plans into God's hands?
This is the Intentional Living Minute. Your host is Rod Robinson, your intentional stewardship coach.
A New Jersey dentist named Charles Welch believed God was calling him to the mission field. He made plans to leave with his family for Africa, but just before the time of departure, his wife was found to have a disabling illness that made it impossible for her to move. Welch was devastated. His father, though, had developed a way to pasteurize Concord grape juice for use in church communion services. Welch started selling the juice as a means to raise money for missions. The business took off, and soon the would-be missionary, founder of the Welch Grape Juice Company, was able to do more for missions than he ever could have done had he gone to Africa. Maybe the plan you formulated has become impossible. It's not. God is redirecting you to something better, a way to bless others that you haven't even imagined.
For Intentional Living, I'm Rod Robinson.
Visit us at theintentionallife.com.